USA Radio News.
Democrat Andrew Gillum concedes in Florida's governor's race to Republican Ron DeSantis. Meanwhile, in the Senate race, the hand recount has to be complete by noon Eastern time on Sunday. Members of a migrant caravan are starting to meet some local resistance as they continue to arrive by the hundreds in the Mexican border town of Tijuana. A group of residents clashed with the migrants that were camped out near the U.S. border fence. U.S. Customs and Border Protection Director of Field Operations Pete Flores joins Fox News to make some sense of this.
The community in Mexico, is, in particular Tijuana, is worried about the actions being taken by the caravan. What that action then translates to in regards to what we're prepared to do on our borders, in between the ports and at the ports, to ensure that the safety of our border and not be overrun by any masses coming at us.
President Trump was in Northern and Southern California touring some of the devastation from the fires. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
A new medal for the King of Rock and Roll and others, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Rick Vincent.
President Trump is awarding seven people the Presidential Medal of Freedom, including Antonin Scalia, the late Supreme Court Justice.
Through nearly 900 written opinions and more than 30 years on the bench, Justice Scalia defended the American system of government and preserved the foundation of American freedom. Our whole nation is indeed indebted to Justice Scalia for his lifetime of noble and truly incredible service.
Others receiving the Award of Freedom, Elvis Presley, Babe Ruth, Roger Staubach, Alan Page, Orrin Hatch, and Miriam Adelson, a doctor, philanthropist, and humanitarian, and wife of Sheldon Adelson, a Las Vegas casino magnate, considered one of the nation's most powerful Republican donors.
Today in NASCAR, final race of the Xfinity season, Tyler Reddick, your Xfinity champion. He also won the Ford EcoBoost 300 in Homestead, Florida. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
There are many great people to look up to as leaders, one of them being Sir Winston Churchill. Now, Churchill stood firmly in his beliefs when everyone doubted him. He was a visionary leader in most people's opinion and immune from the consensus of the day. Well, I had a chance to chat with Andrew Roberts. He's the author of a new book titled Churchill, Walking with Destiny. And one of the things I asked him was what today's leaders can learn from Churchill.
An enormous amount. The whole book really is a story of the secrets of Churchill's leadership techniques. His physical courage, of course, was innate to him, but also his moral courage, his willingness not to use focus groups or opinion polls, but entirely to say what he believed and what he thought the future should be. He had great foresight, not just to see the Nazis and Hitler before the Second World War for what they were, but also after the Second World War, he was able to see the Soviets and Stalin in their real colours as well, and said so very bravely in his Iron Curtain speech, which was denounced by everybody, but was very soon proved to be correct. He also was a tremendously eloquent man, and he worked immensely hard on his speeches. He wrote all his own speeches. And so I think that those are three things there that that most leaders throughout history have been able to see as really great qualities.
Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.